on AM 560, The Answer. When you've got questions, he always has an answer. It's Sean Hannity, this afternoon at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560, The Answer.
Good morning, Dan and Amy, in the aftermath of that horrible Texas school shooting in which 10 were killed and another 10 injured. Suspect in custody has been arraigned. There have been some ideas proposed. Arnie Duncan, former professional rebounder for Barack Obama, has suggested that parents should pull their children out of school until elected officials pass more gun control laws. There's one idea. Another idea, what do you think about that? You pull Payne and Eli out until they pass more gun control laws?
That's not going to happen.
The other idea, this comes to us from Dave Holmes, who's an editor-at-large for Esquire. It's actually a moment of honesty from a gun banner, so I appreciate that. Open letter to the NRA, he writes, I wanted to drop you a line and let you know that I now actually do want to take your guns. All of your guns right now. It wasn't always that way, but that's changed and you changed it. As American life has gotten deadlier, our kids have gotten less safe in their schools. You've had the opportunity to work with the vast majority of Americans who support the sensible reform of our gun laws. You've had the chance to preserve your own rights as we work together to keep our gun regulations in step with gun technology. You haven't, and thus, now I'm taking them all. And you see, that's obviously the position of the gun control advocates. That's their objective, I should say, of the gun control activists, even when they take a position that doesn't go as far. That's ultimately where they want to get to. And, of course, Dave Holmes finds it an opportune time to make this claim because of what the weapons the shooter used that don't otherwise comport with the narrative coming out of Parkland.
Right. He used two weapons, a shotgun and a .38 revolver, neither of which are the focus of gun control reforms.
So you got to take them all. For more on this conversation, we're pleased to be joined by John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Center, the author of a number of books, including The War on Guns and More Guns, Less Crime. John, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So how about Dave Holmes? Now, because the NRA has failed to engage constructively with sensible reforms advocated by moderates the nation over, it's time to take everybody's guns.
Well, I mean, I guess I believe that they were heading that direction in any case. But, you know, it's just bizarre to me that they propose solutions that wouldn't fix anything, that wouldn't stop these types of attacks, but they're the ones who posture as the ones who care. I want to do something. I'm frustrated by this also, but I want to try to get things done that would actually make a difference here. I mean, here we had a school that had won awards for the state in terms of hardening the school, limiting the number of entrances for the school, mm-hmm. You know, and it just shows that these types of politically correct solutions weren't able to go and stop this attack.
Well, what's more, the
one
Santa
thing
Fe
that the school was in the process of doing, unfortunately, it was taking much too long, was to go and arm teachers and staff. There are 200 schools in Texas that are school districts that allow or have teachers and staff to carry. Unfortunately, this school was not one of those.
Well, the Santa Fe school had two armed police officers, and they trained extensively in active shooter protocols, but it wasn't a situation where a good guy with a gun can solve the problem. I mean, the ordeal lasted 30 minutes, and according to police, 25 of those minutes were between police officers who were armed and the gunman. So,
look,
I mean,
I think having a uniformed officer, you know, is heroic. I mean, these guys, one of the guys is in critical condition in the hospital. The problem is that a man in uniform is a target. You know, these guys, these killers know they're the person that they have to go and take out. One of them was present at the time. The other one wasn't present. If you're a killer, you're going to either try to take that person out go to a target where they're not there, or simply wait until they leave the area and then go and do the attack.
But you're not opposed to the school resource officer. Obviously, we saw that school resource officer in Dixon, Illinois, that stopped.
Yeah,
no,
and one in Maryland earlier stopped it. I'm just saying they have an extremely difficult job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the job for the school resource officer would actually be easier if you also had armed teachers and staff there. If you go and come up to a uniformed resource officer there and you try to take them out first, if they're armed teachers there, they have concealed carry, so you don't know which staff or which other people you have to be worried about. It makes it much riskier to go and take out that officer.
Yeah. And two of the victims were school teachers. One was a substitute teacher. Another one had been there for a while. But what about his father? Right, the shooter's father, he is the one who legally owned the shotgun and a .38 revolver. They're trying to figure out, obviously, I mean, if there was a lock box and kept the ammo separate from the firearms, you know, that would be a sensible protection parents can take. But in this case, we don't know if that's happened. But should the father be criminally responsible for what happened?
Look, I mean, this person apparently also had multiple different types of bombs. He had pressure cooker bombs. He had pipe bombs that were there. We don't know how long this person's been planning it, but my guess is the shortest time that you see these people planning these attacks is like 6 months. Mm-hmm. Very frequently a year, 2 years in advance. And the notion that you're going to be able to stop somebody who's determined from being able to go and do these attacks, who's planning it that long, from getting a weapon or figuring out how they're going to be able to go and do it otherwise, is just not serious. I mean, you can go and make it so the father didn't even have a gun. I assume the father wasn't providing him with pipes to make pipe bombs,
right,
or pressure cookers to go and make the pressure cooker bombs that he had there. But apparently, these were fairly well-designed bombs that this kid had put together.
Thank goodness they didn't go off.
Other than arming teachers who want to be armed with, you know, who have carry permits and the like, other than doing that, are there other suggestions that you would make for consideration with respect to school safety?
Well, you know, I can go through the list of things they're proposed, and they're talking about limiting the number of entrances. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you have more entrances in schools. A lot of them has to do with safety, you know, fire, other types of things that can occur.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one entrance to a school and you have a metal detector, which is what they're talking about having in the schools in Texas now, and you have one guard there, it's not really clear to me how that solves the problem. Somebody can go up, you know, you have the red light school attack in Minnesota, the case exactly like that, where the person came in and killed the guard who was at the door there with the metal detector.
Right.
And
then,
so,
you know, you've got students queued up, then they're sitting ducks too, right?
Right. I mean, we just saw something analogous in England, where they had gone and had an explosion inside a stadium. And so they decided to go and put, additional security outside the stadium. And they had people lined up outside the stadium. And then what happened? Then they set off the bomb outside the stadium where people were all queued up to get into the stadium.
Right. He is John Lott Jr., president of the Crime Prevention Center, author of the book, The War on Guns, as well as More Guns, Less Crime. John, thanks as always for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Appreciate your time.
And he joined us on our turnkey.pro answer line.
Hear about the big stories of the day, then talk about them right here on Chicago's Morning Answer on AM 560. The Answer.